Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. This is EPR, LSI Publishing Radio, and I am your host, Teresa Banks. And this is segment 2 of 5 on a number of weight loss tips that I want to share with you. I did the part 1 segment a few days ago, and I hope you've had an opportunity to listen to that particular segment. It was taped on January 15th from 11 o'clock to 11:30, and I talked about unhealthy eating. And during the discussion, I kicked it off by mulling over some of the past bad habits that I've had, especially in frying foods and eating a lot of greasy foods. And what I want to do today is discuss eating healthy. Now, let me first start off by giving you the same type of disclaimer that I gave last time. I certainly don't pretend to be here any type of health guru, any kind of medical experience background type individual. I'm a person who's currently on a weight loss journey myself, and I started a program on my full-time job that has just been an outstanding resource. So what I've been looking to do with these individual segments, the one that I've already done under part 1, the one today, and the next 3 parts coming up, is to share with you some of the most helpful ideas that I've heard through that program. Now, before I do, I have to digress for all of 1 minute to tell you there is such huge hype here in the city of Chicago in regards to this upcoming football game. And I know this is totally off topic, but I have to mention it for a moment. The Chicago Bears will be playing the Green Bay Packers, and of course we are truly excited about it and cannot wait. It will truly feel like a mini Super Bowl for a lot of us. I hope you will take the time out to watch that game. And I do love Green Bay, I have to admit. I do watch their games whenever I can. But, of course, I am rooting for the Chicago Bears. And that's all I wanted to say about that. I had to mention that because it has truly been all over our news this week. Now, back to the segment and the subject at hand, the weight loss tips that I want to give you today in regards to eating healthy. Now, one thing that I mentioned when I gave tips under part 1 is a particular website that I wanted all of you to check out. And that website is called mypyramid.gov. It's spelled mypyramid.gov. And what I love about this particular website is you have the ability to print off worksheets to help yourself understand the type of calories you're supposed to have each day and the type of foods that you should be having each day. And it also has a number of other outstanding resources that's on it as well. And no doubt you've come across a number of different meal-type plans and suggestions that are out there, but with mypyramid.gov, it is really tailored to whatever your age is, your height, and your weight, as well as whether or not you are male or female. So you definitely need to check it out. And again, when you create this, it will come up with your calorie count, and it'll identify what you should be eating and the type of food groups, and I should say the type of food groups and the amounts, the portion sizes that you should be eating. And when you create the worksheet that's out there, you can create it in such a way that you want it to spell out what you should be eating if you want to maintain your current weight. Let's say you're happy with it, you are at the current size that you want to be, then you can create your worksheet under that type of realm, or you can create the type of worksheet that will show you how you can lose weight. And that's the type of worksheet that I put together because my goal is to lose some pounds. Now, let me explain about more in regards to creating this worksheet so you can get a feel for what type of healthy eating ideas it gives for you. Now, once you've created it and once it's mentioned to you your calorie count, it then breaks the worksheet out by the basic food groups. So it talks about the grains and the vegetables and the fruits and the milk and the meat and beans, as well as fats and oils, of course, with those two in moderation that you should be eating. And it also has an area where you can keep track of how much exercise that you are doing on a regular basis. And I'm not going to get into great detail today in regards to weight loss tips because that is coming up real soon under part four when I go through weight loss tips part four. And today we are on two, talking about eating healthy. Now, a couple of the examples I want to show to you and I should say give to you off of this worksheet. Like if I look at mine, for example, it told me 1,800 should be my particular calorie count goal for each day based on my age, height, and my weight and being female. And if I look under grains, what I love about this is it tells me ounces-wise how much I should be eating in grains. And it gives examples. Like on my chart, it says 6 ounces, and it gives the equivalent of what that would be. It says like one slice of bread is 1 ounce, or let's say a half cup of cooked rice or cereal. And so in looking at that, you know right away, here's how much I should be eating, and here are the types of foods that I should be eating. If I go a little bit further down under vegetables, it says here on my chart I should have 2.5 cups of vegetables. And then it talks about the healthy things in that arena that I can eat. And thank goodness I'm one who loves vegetables. And so it starts off by mentioning dark green vegetables are very good for you and something that you should have. And it mentions other vegetables. Carrots, for example, could be something that I may want to eat. Or one thing I love to do is mix vegetables. And by looking at this and saying 2.5 cups, I know throughout the day the amount, portion-wise, what I should be having for my body type. And then under fruits, for me, it says 1.5 cups. And if you look at the chart, whether it be from this worksheet or by actually going onto the site to see additional examples it has listed, then you can see, okay, you know, here are the specific fruits that I should have. Here are examples, like a banana or apple, pear, peach. And I know some people also may have dietary constraints. I know in my case, I can't eat citrusy type foods. Otherwise, it'll just kind of bump me out, break my skin out. And so if you're one who needs specific things that you have to eat in order to stay healthy and not make your body sick in some way, then by looking at the different charts out there on the website, you can see various examples of what you can substitute and what you can use. And under fruit, it's actually suggesting that you eat the raw fruits, and it's saying not the juices. And as some of us know, juices tend to contain a lot of sugar, and so it's suggesting that you stay away from them in part for that reason. And the next here on the list, on the worksheet, it talks about the amount of milk that you should have. And for me, it's saying 3 cups. And it's giving the examples of 2% or 1% milk. And I'm one who loves 2% milk. I've gotten away from the whole milk. I've tried the 1% and the skim milk, and I'm sorry, I'm not the type of person who likes either of those. And I know, again, getting back to those dietary constraints, there are some people that may be lactose intolerant. So, again, you want to look back on the website to see what can you substitute in that area so that you're still getting your calcium in and the right amount of vitamins from your milk. Now, there are two more items here on the worksheet that's really broken out. And the next one in regards to eating healthy has to deal with meat and beans. And on my worksheet, for example, it talks about having 5 ounces of meat or beans. And one thing I love to do is to have eggs. And some days it may just be the egg whites, and other days the whole egg. It's never scrambled, always boiled. And it talks about the type of poultry that you can have, various types of fish. I love to grill fish. And I mentioned with the first part, as I was talking, that the Foreman grill has truly become my friend. And for some reason, it's been a best kept secret away from me. Somehow I missed seeing and getting this grill a long time ago, even though, Lord knows, I have witnessed a number of infomercials in regards to it. But I did pick up one, and I highly suggest to all of you that are listening to this, and I don't have stock in the Foreman products, but I do suggest to you, you pick up a Foreman grill because it gives you the alternative. Instead of frying, something really quick you can do in like 8 to 10 minutes to prepare your meats. So I love to use that to grill up something. And in regards to beans, I'll either boil some beans, or a lot of times I might get the steamables. I might go to my grocery store up the street and pick up something in the frozen section. There are a number of different steamable type vegetables now you can just throw and cook up really quick in the microwave. So I suggest that you do that because I tell you they are so healthy and so good. And I don't add anything to them. I don't add any butter like I used to do in the past, almost drowning my food in butter. So I don't do that anymore. So I suggest that in addition to grilling your meats and taking a look at the type of beans that you can eat, that you really look at the steamables in the frozen section and pop them in the microwave and just eat them as is without adding any kind of even heavy seasoning to them or maybe a little Mrs. Dash if you just have to have something to make it really good and tasteful and, more importantly, healthy for you. Now, the last item that's on here in regards to foods is that the worksheet talks about the extras, you know, the fat that we like to eat and the sugar. And it tells you you really must limit your intake of these particular items and these food groups. And it's something we know that we tend to be challenged in doing because, you know, some of us may like our chocolates, we may like our chips, and those type of things just are not good for us, so we really have to be careful. And overall, when I look at this worksheet, what I have learned to do is that when I go shopping for food, I will just get the things down that are healthy. And I might place in the cart a little something, like I may put a bag of chocolates like Hershey Kisses or like an 8 or 10 pack of the little tiny Hershey chocolates and put them at the very bottom of the refrigerator. So when I have a little quick taste, I have just a little something. But 99.9% of the items, all of the meats, all of the vegetables, all the fruits, all of the things in my grocery cart are healthy. And one tip I remember giving to my sister years ago, as she's tried to look to alter her eating patterns, is I said to her, pay attention to grocery carts and the people that you see that appear to be healthy, appear to be maintaining their weight. They tend to have very healthy foods inside of their cart. So really pay attention to that and almost let it be one of your motivating factors. So that's a great suggestion that I think you should all give a try to. And the other item it has on here, as I mentioned, was in regards to exercise on these worksheets. And I'll get into much more detail in regards to the exercise portion over on part 4 when I get to discussing that. Now, when it comes to portion control, under the particular program that I'm in, they actually sent me a little portion plate. And so I actually have a visual aid that I can glance down and I can see right away that in addition to what's on this worksheet, how I should really portion my food out. Because sometimes as we're eating, you know, we're just taking the food in, we're just trying to clear our plate without realizing that in the first place, we have way too much on the plate to begin with. So make sure you're really examining the amount of food that you're putting on your plate and that you're eating like every 2 to 3 hours. I mean, you start off with a great meal for breakfast and then you have some kind of little snack, then something for lunch, another snack, and then a dinner type item. And if you need a little something to wrap up the day, then try that. And one set of examples I can give to you, perhaps for breakfast, I may have 2 dry waffles with no butter or syrup or anything on them, or if I do have something on them, just very light butter, like low-fat butter, very little. In addition to the 2 waffles, I may have some meat product. It could be a couple of slices of Canadian bacon, or maybe a boiled egg, as I mentioned before. And I'll eat that, and that'll satisfy me for a couple of hours. And then 2 or 3 hours later, I'll have my snack, and my snack may be a piece of fruit. And so I might have an apple at that time or a banana until lunchtime. And then at lunchtime is when I'll have maybe a little bit bigger meal where I'm having, again, some kind of grilled item for my meat. Like it could be a little piece of chicken or it could just be a couple slices of low-fat lunch meat. And along with that, I'll have some kind of vegetables that I've steamed. And that's what I'll have for my lunch. And then in between time, lunch and dinner, I'll have another snack, which would include another piece of fruit in my case. And then for dinner, the same thing, similar to lunch, where it'll be some more vegetables and another little small piece of meat. And then I may wrap the day up with a few more fruit items, like some cherries or grapes or something. So that's like a typical day for me. And to date, since I've started this program, it's been a couple of months now, I've lost 11 pounds. And my goal is to lose a minimum of 10 more, but I don't know, I might shoot for 20. We'll see. I mean, I don't want to make it too much of a crazy challenge. But overall, the key is about having healthy foods inside of your house and not bringing in the type of foods that are bad for you and that you shouldn't have, getting away of like the tossing away like the Crisco oils and the greases that really you should not be using in preparing your foods, so that they will not turn into something that's unhealthy. Now, also what you want to do in regards to preparing your meals is to try to mix it up, try to have a variety. And one tip that I heard the other day as I was working through my weight program is to make the food colorful, you know, almost kind of like in your kid days, or even if you're preparing a plate of food for your children, make it colorful, make it cute, even turn certain vegetables like green beans or something into a smiley face, and really kind of make it fun so that for your fruits, for example, you may have pineapple or you may have some kind of berries so that you have a little color there on the plate or that you're enjoying. And that just makes it, I think, more of an exciting meal as opposed to you feeling like you are almost torturing yourself with the type of things that you're putting on your plate and in your mouth. Now, one thing that I also want to mention in regards to healthy eating is that along the way, we have to also watch what we're drinking and make sure that our drinking is good for us as well. And that's something that's covered in the manuals that I've received in regards to trying to keep the weight off. Because we can eat all of this great healthy stuff and then be drinking alcohol a couple of times through the day or often regularly through our week, and find that alcohol has a lot of calories in it without even realizing that that is not a good liquid that we should be taking in on a regular basis. So you want to make sure that you're getting definitely your milk in, as I mentioned before, as a part of the food groups, and that you're doing that to make sure your bones, of course, are strong and healthy and can keep your weight maintained and your skeletal system upright. You want to, of course, decrease the amount of alcohol that you are taking in because you don't want those high calories. And then also in regards to caffeinated drinks, consider the decaf side of things like decaf coffee or decaf tea, especially especially with coffee, you have to be careful of, because as some of us know, it can dehydrate you, and you certainly don't want that. And in regards to fruit juices, I mentioned earlier that sometimes they can contain a lot of sugar and that you really want to be careful. What I find that some people do is they make it a blender, and they may just use that blender to mix themselves up a nice fruit drink, and that way they have a fresh fruit drink as opposed to something that is loaded with sugar where they have to concern themselves about it. But the key thing, and I think ultimately the wonderful thing that we truly want for our body and that our body needs, is water. And one outstanding example that I received in the weight loss program that I'm doing is that someone gave the example, you know, if you think about a clogged up faucet, could be in the bathroom, could be in the sink or something, the tub, wherever, and it's all clogged up, and we think about the Drano that we put in there or some kind of product to help wash down anything that's keeping it clogged. Well, our bodies are the same way. I mean, we've eaten food all day long. We have tasted it, enjoyed it, and in some places of our body, it may just kind of be sitting there waiting on us to have that beverage, to help wash it on through, to help it get to the places of the body in which it needs to go. So take that to heart. I know when I think about drinking water, and I'm not one who is a big water drinker, but when I think about it, I think about that, that I do want to flush things on through. I want my body to be healthy and strong, my skin to be clear, and I want the food to be able to be placed in a position where all of the nutrients can be absorbed. And water is our best way to do that. And I mentioned earlier about variety. Well, you can certainly have variety, too, with your water. I mean, you may want to think about adding some lemon to it or some lime just to give it a little more flavor. That way, it's something that you can truly enjoy. You can replace it with the pop. I didn't mention pop or soda earlier as something you certainly want to relax on due to the calorie counts. But I think you certainly want to replace all of the pop, anything sugary. I mean, it could be Kool-Aid. You could be one who loves Kool-Aid or who loves Mystic teas or certain brands or drinks that is just loaded with sugar already, or like in the case of Kool-Aid or lemonade, where you are pouring in all the sugar. So really be careful with those type of drinks and substitute them with a great fresh glass of water. Now, one other thing I want to mention before I wrap up this segment today on healthy eating is that there are obviously times when we're going to want to eat away from home, and what do? And I think about this often because I love to socialize, kind of hang out a bit, and you're sitting up there and you want to have something that is so greasy or so fattening that it's hard to almost resist, especially if it's staring at you from a menu. And the picture is right there. You know, the old menus in the old days, they used to have the graphics with it. You just choose off the menu. In some restaurants, that's still the case. But nowadays, you may go to like an IHOP, an International House of Pancakes place, and you'll see all these great pictures of stacks of pancakes with sausage and everything else next to it and whipped cream on it and butter and syrup and all of this stuff that you know you should not be having staring you in the face. And it's hard to resist it sometimes. But I think there are two tips that I've learned that would be of use to you. And the first one is that still keep in the back of your head that it's all about making those healthy choices. That instead of that full stack of pancakes, that you can have a short stack instead, so you still get that great pancake flavor. And instead of having the syrup, you can have maybe some blueberries on top of your pancakes and still get like that flavory, again, taste to your dish. And the second tip I would give you in regards to eating out is don't forget this whole concept of doggy bags. I mean, I know that some of us were taught growing up, clean your plate, don't leave anything on your plate. But we have to realize that especially in a lot of the areas that we live in, the portion sizes have increased, and that instead of eating for one person, we are truly dining almost for two or three people when we're sitting down in a restaurant sometimes to eat. So there's nothing wrong with earlier on saying to whomever your waiter or waitress may be to separate the food even before it's brought to you, or to bring you a carrier ahead of time as opposed to at the end of the meal so you can kind of separate it out and go from there. I've even heard some people say that instead of using doggy bags, they'll just order from the child's menu. That way they have a smaller portion from the start. So no doubt that is the type of tip and suggestion that I think will help you. Overall, in the long run, as I summarize things here in regards to eating healthy, I have to share with you that my body has not felt this healthy, this strong in a long time. It's felt so clogged down with all of the greasy foods that I used to eat, and I have truly started to change. I mean, instead of swinging by McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's all the time, like 2 to 3 times a week, now it's about shopping healthy, shopping smart, picking things that I know are going to be eaten within a week or a 2 week span, and cooking them in such a way where it's not an all-day project, but it's like a 10 or 15-minute project where the food is done, I know what's in it, it's good for my body, and it's a great resource. Because it's not about just getting older. It's about getting older and feeling healthy as long as you can along the way. So certainly keep those words to mind as words of wisdom for you and for yourself and for your family. Now, as I conclude here, I want to just remind you to please drop me an email. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know if the information I'm saying to you over these segments is beneficial and helping you in some way. Or let me know any tips that you want me to share as I cover the next 3 segments that are coming up on this subject matter that I think will truly help you out. And my email address, so that you have it, is mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at aol.com. And let me repeat that just one more time. I have a couple of noisy trucks that have just passed by. I want to make sure that you heard it. That email address again was mailtobanks@aol.com, spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at aol.com. And the upcoming segments, the next one, part 3, will actually be held on February the 9th at 11 o'clock in the morning. I can't wait to do that one. And number 3 will be, I'll be talking more about fluid intake. I mentioned it a bit today, but I'll be talking about it more in detail on that particular segment. And then segment 4, when it comes up, I'll be talking about exercise and giving you tips and suggestions with that. And the 5th one, the last segment, will be on staying motivated, and I can't wait to do that one. Staying motivated, I think it's going to be helpful for you. Now, as I come to a true close here, again, drop me an email at any time. Please become a friend of the show. You could do that by going over to blogtalkradio.com/ellasec. And ellasec is spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C. I'm also out there on MySpace. Please befriend me on MySpace. And I'm out there on Facebook as well. Please befriend me on Facebook. And I want to remind you that all of my books are available for sale on Amazon.com. Swing by and get your copies today. Reading is an outstanding alternative in place of eating. And those titles are Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and the last title, Surviving a Layoff. And I am currently working on book number 5 now, and we'll look forward to giving you more details on that in the future. And I have to say, for the true close, that I hope my Chicago Bears win this upcoming Sunday's game. I hope you will watch that show. I'm sure it's going to be an outstanding event. Until we talk again, I want to wish you all a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Take care until next time. Bye-bye.